Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You're right, chappers. I feel that you're not very well.
I'm fine. I'm perfectly healthy. I just don't have a voice.
But you look really pale and, like, weak.
Oh, okay.
Well, not your normal sprightly self. No. Oh. You're matching Scott's walls.
What, beige?
Yeah, kind of that sort of, you know.
I'll tell you what, you missed a really good first day yesterday.
Right.
We had, surprisingly for this show, we had Yvette Fielding round.
No.
What are the chances of that?
Really?
She's never on, is she? But yeah, she was around yesterday. Tried to do a bit of ghost hunting, that didn't really work. Okay. It was just one of the ones that doesn't speak with a mop on the ceiling.
Right.
Anyway, Yvette off Most Haunted. We've always known she's had a bit of a laugh on her, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we did that show and the guy with the Hoover that attaches it to his bits came
out? Oh, yeah.
And she laughed her head off. We knew she had a laugh. But I didn't realise how scary it was until yesterday. Check this out. Does she beat Adele, do you think?
Yeah, I think she does, actually. I think she sounds like a seal.
It's really scary. Right, imagine, every time you laugh, what would you rather have? Would you rather have this laugh? Or this laugh. What do you choose? Every time you laugh.
Do I have to choose between the two?
Every time you laugh, you've got one of those laughs. What one is it?
I'd take Adele's, I think. No,
would you?
Yeah. I'd take Adele as well, yeah.
Yvette sounds like she's suffering from catarrh.
It's not nice, is it?
It's quite husky.
Or, okay, so you've got Yvette's laugh, right? Mm. You've got Adele's laugh. Or how about this woman, okay, who was on a quiz show, a TV quiz show in America, okay? Imagine every time you laugh like this.
Sue Kim from Elgin, Illinois, has visited the Great Pyramid in Chichen Itza. It's pretty big, isn't it? It's bigger than the ones in Egypt.
The tour guide did not left out that factor. I didn't remember it.
Maybe I'm wrong, but you climbed to the very top.
Hello, it stopped before the laugh.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, right, you ready?
Oh, it's like some kind of weird... Sounds like my stomach.
Is there a soft drink machine at the top?
Or no, they should.
Cold water or anything like that?
That's not like a proper laugh.
Coming down is scarier than going up.
Yeah, that's the problem, you know.
What is that weird? It's weird.
It's like she's...
Climbing Mount Everest sounds great, but you've got to go down again.
It is that comedy cartoon laugh.
Imagine, okay, so which one would you rather have? Why, Yvette, Adele, or the weird woman?
I'd still rather have Adele.
Sue Kim from Elgin, Illinois, has visited the Great Pyramid in Chichen Itza. It's pretty big, isn't it? It's bigger than the ones in Egypt.
The tour guide did not left out that factor. I didn't remember it.
maybe I'm wrong, but you climbed to the very top.
Also, she manages to laugh at everything that's not funny.
That was a tour guide leaving out a fact made her laugh then.
If I had a laugh like that, I wouldn't watch anything funny.
Yeah, really? You would. You wouldn't be able to help it.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't watch anything funny on TV. I wouldn't watch... what's funny on TV?
What if you saw someone fall over in the street or something?
No, I still wouldn't. Oh. I wouldn't let that happen. I wouldn't go out.
So you wouldn't sit and watch things that make the rest of us laugh?
Like what?
The midweek lottery?
Oh!
It's a chin.
Two pints of lager and a pack of crisps? I think I'd be fine with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, one of our other friends of the show has just arrived at my house. Please welcome VoiceOver Man.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks.
Did you just say house there? This place is a ruddy hovel.
I know.
State of it.
I know. It's just there's a lot of equipment and stuff. People have kind of semi-moved into my house with me.
I was watching yesterday. There's a lot of long-haired, filthy engineering types around here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but, you know.
They're normally here.
I brought you a bottle of disinfectant. You'll need that later on.
Thanks. Where did you get that?
Have you imported that?
Where is that from?
Zappo Extra Strength.
Okay, what else?
This place is a microbe heaven. Some hobnobs to keep your strength up.
Thank you very much.
Are these all products you do voiceovers for?
And a great big fat German sausage.
Amazing. So you stopped off at the shops on the way here.
It's amazing what you can get in a petrol station this time of the day.
It really is, isn't it? Thanks for that. Thank you for... You're the first person that's bought gifts, so thank you very much. So you're here for, what, an hour or 2 hours? I mean, I know
Lord knows.
I know time is money for you.
The meter's ticking.
Yeah, I know.
The invoice is being prepared.
That's right. Because you are the voice of absolutely everything.
Everything.
You came with us on our Barry Island show for Barrioke, which is very kind of
you.
Yes,
I'm trying to erase that from my memory.
And tell us, who's won the X Factor?
That'd be ridiculous. I don't even know who's in it yet. Never mind who's won it.
Have you been practicing the names?
Not yet. No, I've got that next week.
You don't know what any of them are called, do you?
I can't even remember. No. Not even remotely interested. Radio 1
Podcast. Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. You know how it works. All you have to do is tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, we've got two new players today, which means that I don't have to work out who is in the lead. Because okay. Yesterday it was Becky and Greg James.
Right.
Today, it's you, Chopper, because you're back. And voiceover man.
Yes, it's me.
Did Becky win yesterday?
And Becky's playing as well, I've just been told.
Yeah. Good, okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to exclude you there. I just thought
it's all right, I don't mind. And yes, I did win yesterday.
Yes, you did win yesterday. Okay,
it's so Chris Becky's the best.
Well, it's weird. There's three people now, not two.
Oh, no, God. You'd be useless doing the weakest link.
Oh, yeah, we did have the Pussycat Dolls on before, didn't we? Yeah. There was quite a few of them. What do you mean, is it normally like this?
Sorry, I didn't realise my mic was live.
Yes, it is.
I was just sucking a fisherman's friend as well. So embarrassing.
Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Boyzone?
Yes.
Well, they came round for tea today.
Mm-hmm. Like they normally do every Tuesday.
Which was nice. And you might have seen them on the cameras if you were logged on earlier.
With you ignoring them?
We did. I wasn't ignoring them. I was very busy at the time. Now, we did our cork popping game again. Do you remember Yvette doing it yesterday?
Yeah, you were going through the champagne. Is it all from your stash?
What is it?
It's a game where you have to name as many famous people as you can before the cork pops out of your bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Yesterday he mispronounced cork.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing
it. Anyway, moving on.
Thanks for bringing that back up.
Is that what you said yesterday?
Oh, God.
What, on air? So live?
Today, we gave Keith from Boyzone a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
We are getting through it.
Which one's Keith? The good-looking one?
Is he the eyebrow one?
No, that's Shane.
Oh. Which one's Keith?
Keith is the one off of Coronation Street.
One. Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Still none the wiser.
We shook the champagne. Oh, hello. Hello. We shook the champagne up a little bit and took the safety thing off. But here's my question to you. How many famous people could Keith off Boyzone name before his cork popped, possibly killing him instantly? Voiceover man.
It's very difficult to do because I heard Yvette yesterday. Mm. And I think I'm going to go for three.
Voiceover man says three. Becky?
I think you might be on the cheap stuff by now, so 11.
Okay. Chappers?
One.
You're saying one.
It's nothing against your champagne, it's more on Keith's intelligence.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Keith from Boyzone trying to name celebrities before his champagne cork pops. How many will he manage? Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Okay, welcome to my landing. I've got a bottle of Asti for you there. If you'd shake it nice and... Yeah, shake it. Right, undo the safety valve.
The safety valve is being undone.
Okay, shake it a bit more. Okay. And now, name as many famous people as you can before the cork goes off. Go!
Bob Dylan, Shane Lynch, Ronan Keaton, Stephen Gately, Robbie Williams. Yeah.
More?
My mother, my father, my brothers. Yay! Yay!
That's it, three.
Are you now conferring who wins?
Because you don't know.
Well, I just looked at your blank face.
Five? Did you get five or six?
I think six.
So who wins then? Peter said three and I said 10.
Oh, rubbish. I think it was five.
But he said his mother and father. You can't. Are they famous?
This was my whole point. I thought he'd struggle to name famous people, and he did.
You're not wrong, Chappers. You're not wrong. So
this is ridiculous.
Voiceover man wins just because he does, because he's a guest.
Oh, marvellous.
Is there a prize?
Would you like to hear some of the other members of Boyzone trying to guess some more celebrities? It's quite good.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen to this. Go!
Britney Spears, what's it call him? Perez Hilton. What am I meant to do with this? Hold on.
Just wait for it to go.
Oh, just keep shaking.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block, Jordan Knight, Danny from X Factor, Rhino, Ronan Keaton, Stephen Gately, Paul McCartney.
Danny from X Factor. Who's that? You should know that, voiceover man.
Danny Minogue. Danny Minogue.
Oh, oh yeah, Danny Minogue.
It's because she never gets any airtime anymore. We've forgotten about her.
I've completely forgotten who she is.
Yeah.
Here's some more.
Michael Douglas. She's Barry White. Kylie Minogue. Sheryl Crow. Simon Cowell. Louis Waltz. Ronan Keaton. Keith Duffy.
Shake it!
I'm shaking. Who else? Samuel L. Jackson. Colin Farrell. Come on. Gabriel Bort. This thing is
No, it's not going to work.
No.
Rubbish.
Huh? They all name Ronan Keaton.
Yeah. Class. Anyway, that was Boyzone. It came around a bit earlier on. Ready for your next one? Here it is.
Ow! What's a kidding?
You know Simon Cowell?
Yes.
How would you describe him in three words, voiceover man?
Opinionated, fair, and egotistic.
High-waisted trousers.
Chappers?
Always spot on.
Okay. Well, we asked 10
people. He is on X Factor. I don't think he gets it right.
We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain to describe Simon Cowell in just three words. But which word will be said the most? Becky.
Teeth. I said that too quickly. Teeth.
Okay. Chappers.
I'm tempted to go teeth as well. Trouser.
Voiceover man.
I was going to say that. Rich.
Rich. Let's find out.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Here's the people of Great Britain describing Simon Cowell in three words. But which word will they say the most?
Simon Cowell in three words: arrogant, British, overrated.
If I said to you Simon Cowell and you had three words, what would those three words be?
Yeah, I like Simon Cole because he's very blunt, he's honest, and he doesn't care what people think about him. He just speaks his mind. That's the reason why I like him, personally.
Simon Cowell in three words: arrogant, cocky, and a bit geeky.
High trousers, cocky, and a little bit greasy.
Stuck up and posh.
Simon Cowell in three words: chauvinistic, an idiot, and a bit of a show-off.
I'd say knowledgeable, ignorant, and also kind of sexy. Simon Cowell in three words, like power. I would. Yeah, you knew you would. Come on, if he was like, come on, let's go. You'd be like, all right, see you later.
Money and teeth. Yep. What more could you want? There you go.
Simon Cowell in three words would be, does it for me?
Oh, get a room, love.
That's four words. Does it for me?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Really, a lot of people, when we play this game, seem to have no concept of the three words bit.
Verbal reasoning.
Does anyone know what the actual
I think
word?
Cocky was the...
I thought it was sexy, you see.
Well, I thought I had cocky more than sexy.
Do you think maybe I should check this more before we actually go on
it? Would help.
Okay. So
let's go to the video analysis.
Does nobody get that point? Thank you, one that doesn't speak. That was very efficient of him, wasn't it? Nope, nobody.
Okay. Power, money, teeth was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Oh.
I like that a lot. And that was Oh, What's Occurring. That's now how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Anyone want to tell me who won today?
I think Voiceover Man won.
Voiceover Man wins!
Always.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Coming to you all this week from my flat. If you'd be interested in buying the flat, then do let me know at radio1cam@bbc.co.uk on email. I know it's not the best time to sell at the moment, but I think that after all the exposure that I'm getting this week, I could be in for a good deal. So in the next 5 minutes, the highest bidder gets the house.
Okay.
All right. So radio1cam@bbc.co.uk.
So it doesn't matter what the highest
bid is. Actually, this is not a good idea at all, is it?
Why? It doesn't matter what the highest bid is. But
No.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Or you could do what some competitions do, where they do lowest unique bid.
No, I don't want to do that either.
That's a good one.
No.
I think you've been saved at the moment because the email's gone down. I'm just trying to fix the network.
Oh, excellent.
Do you want to stick with highest bid?
I'll stick with highest bid. I don't actually. This is not legally binding by some kind of contract, is it?
Yeah, it is. Now you've said it on air. That's it. It's recorded. Highest unique bid.
All right, well, whatever. Voiceover man is here.
Stick a reserve price on it, Scott, and they can't touch you for it.
Okay. Now you're going to want to buy my house after voiceover man has done his unique tour of my flat. It goes something like this.
Hello. Yes, and welcome to Scott's luxury bachelor pad.
You can watch it online now.
This chic two-bed Desres is the ultimate in city living. Just a stone's throw from the station. Just look at all the broken windows. Yes, this huge high-ceiling room comes complete with its own totally bare walls. And a massive collection of chick flicks over here.
Yeah.
Starring, let me see...
Lindsay Lohan.
And...
Britney Spears,
yes. Marvellous. And in case you get bored, we'll even throw in these two hairy, unwashed engineers over here who will amuse you with their talk of knob-twiddling exploits far into the night. How lovely. OK, moving into the kitchen now.
I just spotted an Alf box set.
Yeah, that was mentioned yesterday. Season 4, the best season of Alf.
This ensuite kitchen, or bomb site as we call it, reveals two of Scott's twin passions. The late Princess Diana.
Yep.
A lovely collection of mugs and teapot. And also Scott's passion for soft fruit. Don't ask. Let's go upstairs, shall we?
God.
And see what's out here.
Now, he is being followed on headcam right now, voiceover man, so you can track every move he makes at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh, look. Here's Scott's electric bill on the stairs. Last month, 27 kilowatt hours. This month, 13,726. That'll wipe a smile off his smug face. Out here, as you can see, a lovely little outside patio deck for spying on the neighbours after dark. Very nice. And up the lovely staircase we go. And at the top of the stairs, a billiard table. We'll even throw that in. And Scott's master bedroom. Ah, yes, a room fit for a master. Space here for all your wardrobes. Good God. Hello. What's your name?
I'm Brittany.
Brittany, my lucky day. Excuse me, Scott, would you mind if I just take a short break here? We'll be right back after these messages.
Actual Britney Spears. What are you doing now?
Never mind.
Okay, right.
Easy, girl.
Okay, right, that's enough. Take him off. Radio 1 Podcast. Britney Spears has joined us downstairs in the kitchen. Hiya, Britney. You all right? She just wave at the kitchen camera. It's amazing. She wears that like toxic outfit all the time, by the looks of it.
Takes it off, does she?
I thought that would just be for a video, but obviously not.
It's her favourite one.
Now, Brittany, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about voiceover man because he just gets like that sometimes. If you were watching that on the bedroom, that was probably really. All you could see was just bed sheets moving up and down and stuff. I'm sorry about that, Brittany. Now you're in the kitchen. I don't mean to be funny, but. It is a bit of a mess in there because there have been a lot of people making tea and stuff today, sandwiches, etc. I did have a clean around earlier, but he didn't really do much. He just walked around in his pants with a feather duster. So is it all right? Would you mind having a bit of a tidy up?
No, that's cool.
What? Say that again. What did you say?
Sure thing, I'll help you out. You need some help.
I do need some help. Okay, if you could just Just a little bit of tidying. That's, I'm really sorry to ask, but that'd be great.
And then does she get the bus home in that?
No, I think she does.
Is she?
Yeah.
Astonishing.
She gets the number 94 at the end of the road, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Oh, here's my flatmate. Where's your catchphrase?
Are you lot still
in? No, we go back out and do it again. We were saying we didn't like that girl's loud track much, but
now
actually
it's really good.
It's really good. Yay!
Are you lot still here?
Yay! There we are.
Do you not think that's a bit of a dumb catchphrase?
No, but I quite like it. You can't change a catchphrase now. That's the idea of catchphrases. But you can't just change them willy nilly.
But I know you're here all week. Yeah.
So. That doesn't matter. In sitcoms, that's what they do. Yeah. All the best American sitcoms, everyone claps and you do your catchphrase, so just deal with it. Anyway, my flatmate is here. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back from work. Becky's here as well. Hello. Hello. Chappell's here as well. Hello.
Hello.
Let's do a game of Badly Bleeped TV. I'm quite glad, by the way. Thank you to whoever it was who just rang me on my landline. Now I've plugged it in again. Probably Amex directory, I think. No, that's quite good.
Okay. So you're relieved.
Still no call from my mum, though, at this stage. All right, let's do it then. Badly Bleeped CV, you know how it works. You've got a selection of our favourite radio and TV shows. What we've done is we've just bleeped out some of the words. You just tell me what the words are. All right? Okay, Flammy?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. All right, Becky?
This is the best Badly Bleeped I've ever played. I'm just sat on your sofa with my feet up.
Quite good, isn't it? Ready, Chopper?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. First one on Badly Bleeped TV, we're going to go over to Gabby Logan.
Okay.
Now, this is her show on, is it Five Live?
Yeah, she has a show on Five Live, yeah.
Okay. Here's Gabby. But what's the missing word here?
There were some fantastic quotes, not least Barack Obama asking the fans, can you smell what Barack is cooking? And McCain, and what are you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainy cuts run wild on you?
His what?
His what?
Glad we weren't the only ones.
His what? There we are. So that's quite difficult, I think.
Can I hear it again, please?
Okay.
And what are you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainy cuts run wild on you?
His what?
His what?
So let's start with Becky first, because she's a veteran of this game.
Cruise. As in, like, posses.
Cruise. All right. Chappers.
Campaigners.
Campaigners. My flatmate's got a really weird kind of, what
the
hell?
I don't think he knows what's going on.
Can I have a clue?
No.
No, you don't have a clue. You
don't have clues.
Guess a
don't
word.
Have clues.
Is it like cups?
Cups.
Cups that run around.
Okay, that's a good answer for a first time.
Yeah.
It's your first time, it's fine. Let's find out what that missing word was from Gabby Logan.
And what are you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainy cars run wild on you?
His what?
His what?
Exactly, his what?
That isn't his a word.
McCainy cars? What?
Can I get the point?
No.
Well, you as near.
You were technically the closest with...
Cups.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, you get the point. There we are. Does that make you feel happy?
Yeah.
Nice. Since when did we do closest to the word?
Say that again.
Since when did we?
Thanks, Marge.
Okay. Next one. Now you might get this one, Chopper. This is. Don't put your feet. You put your fingers up and it's on the camera.
I'm sorry
oh
for
God.
Mark's behaviour.
Next, it's Bolton versus Arsenal. This is from Five Live. You might get this one, Chopper.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the word here, though?
And Bolton Wanderers will have a free kick. And Gary Megson, masturbating again on the touchline.
Oh! I know this one! He does it every week, this bloke.
Right. Oh, go on then.
He's masticating.
Anyone want to hear it again one more time?
Yeah, go on one more time.
And Bolton Wanderers will have a free kick. And Gary Megson, masturbating again on the touchline.
Okay, Becky.
Yeah, masticating.
Masticating. Chappers?
Well, I can't guess the same as Becky, can I? So I'll go masquerading.
Okay. Flatmate.
Doesn't leave you with many options.
Go on, Fraser.
I think I'm going to go with baking. Is it?
Baking on the touchline.
Is that a sport? I don't
mass
know.
Baking
mass
on the
baking
touchline.
On the touchline. God, you're all
who
about,
knows?
All about the cooking. Okay, let's find out.
And Gary Megson, masticating again on the touchline.
Yes, he's the new Alex Ferguson.
Go on, Becky. So, Becky gets that right. It was masticating. Right, next. We're going to head over to BBC One when they're introducing a show on Sunday, just gone. But what's the missing word here?
With passion and pain as fate comes full circle for Tess.
need to hear it again, then let me know.
I'd like to. One more time.
Okay, here we go.
With passion and pain as fate comes full circle for Tess.
I love this show.
What is the show?
Both Chappers and Fraser Domran to stare at me. Tess the Durbervilles.
Okay, good. So what's the missing word, Becky?
Durberville. Durbervilles?
Durbervilles.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Odd, I'm thick.
Well, where can we go with that? If that's the show that's on. Well, I'm just going to have to pick another show from Sunday night now, aren't I? Strictly Come Dancing.
I'll go for Merlin.
You're going to go for Merlin. All right, then. Let's find out.
Fate comes full circle for Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Oh.
Yay! Well done, Becky. Well done.
It could have been Tess the Nation.
It could have been Tess the Nation. Right, here's next. It's our favourite play on Radio 4. We feature it most weeks. It's Book at Bedtime on Badly Bleeped TV and radio. But tell me, what's the missing word here?
I stood for a moment, just watching him.
Okay, once more.
I stood for a moment, just watching him.
Don't ask me first.
Okay, flatmate.
I'll go. Watering. Is she talking about her plants?
Watering him. Him?
Yeah, it's a Somerset thing to...
All right. What, to give...
To call an inanimate object by his
you,
or her.
You know that our plant is a him. That's Crazy Legs.
Okay, yeah? Good. Right. Yeah. That's the name for it. I know, seriously.
Really?
I know. It's called Crazy Legs, I know. What do you think?
Watching.
Watching. Becky?
Walking.
Walking, you're saying?
I stood for a moment walking him, sorry. Yeah, walking.
Let's find out.
I stood for a moment just watching him.
Yes.
Oh, go on.
Wasn't watering him.
Poor Crazy Legs.
Okay, you ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. It's back to the play again. Here it is.
He seemed to realise that more was required of him. Himself a little.
What's the word? Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
He seemed to realise that more was required of him. Himself a little.
Mm-hmm. Flatmate first.
Shocked.
I don't know.
Okay, Becky.
Shocking himself.
Shocking, okay. And Chappers. Yes?
I think it's shot.
He seemed to realise that more was required of him. Shook himself a little.
Oh.
Sure. I was close again.
No, you can't have another point. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on. Next Battle of Reap TV. Once again, we're back at Book at Bedtime.
I had dreamed of this happening, had longed for it, exact in all its details, even down to the way his fingers felt.
Let's go for
voiceover man's collapsed.
I think he's got this one as voiceover man.
Okay, let's go for Becky first.
Felt.
Okay.
I was going
to
go for that.
All right. Well, you have to do something else, wouldn't you?
Can I go for felt, but just the different spelling, as in like the cloth?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it not the same?
Isn't it the same?
I'm dyslexic.
Oh, God, sorry. Sorry. There's always one, isn't there? Sorry, friends.
There's always one of them dyslexics.
That was me.
You can't say that. I thought that's what you meant.
Meant
me. Oh, my
There's
God.
There's always one, isn't
Jeez.
There?
Okay, right, what's the answer?
We've got Bernard Manning on the sofa.
Oh, no.
Flopped.
Flopped. Okay, let's...
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't. Let's find out.
I had dreamed of this happening, had longed for it, exact in all its details, even down to the way his fingers felt.
Felt?
Give it to Fraser.
Fraser, you can have that.
The correct spelling.
Okay.
Now you're pitying him. Now you're giving
I'll take
him
the
sympathy.
Point.
Next.
He looked at me and I looked at him. It would have been so easy just to come.
Okay. Becky.
Succumb.
Okay. Flatmate.
Sock.
Sock, okay, good. Chappers.
Switch,
let's find out.
It would have been so easy just to succumb.
Yes! Go on, Becky. And one more on Badly Bleeped TV. Okay. Okay. Here we go. What's the missing word here?
Then decisively, he strode forward and gathered me up, f***ing me hard with an old and easy familiarity, shoving something into my hand.
Can I hear that again, please?
Do you need to hear it again?
The audience is putting me off to that. Okay.
Here it is. OK, think carefully about what the word is here.
Then decisively, he strode forward and gathered me up, f***ing me hard with an old and easy familiarity, shoving something into my hand.
What could it be?
Bernard?
Hugging.
Hugging. OK. Chappers?
Oh, I was going to say hugging. Cuddling.
Cuddling. OK.
I'm going to go for shocking.
You're going for shocking?
Yeah.
OK, let's find out.
Then decisively, he strode forward and gathered me up, hugging me hard with an old and easy familiarity, shoving something into my hand.
Hugging. So there we are.
So Becky wins that as well.
Becky wins that. So I think Becky wins.
Yeah.
Becky wins. Badly Bleak TV. Well done, Becky. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.